So I own a set of luggage that has one of those lifetime warranties. So something breaks, you can have it repaired at the cost of the manufacturer and keep using the bag. I had a couple of bags in this set that had become largely unusable. And I found a place in Sherman Oaks, Lazar's Luggage, to take it to have the bags repaired free of cost. I also was in the market to buy another a carry-on bag. I needed another one. So I went with my wife to the store on Saturday. And John, who works there at Lazar's, not only, you know, was showing me everything about the luggage and what he thought the repair person might be able to do, what could potentially be a problem, explained everything, how the bag worked. It was, for me, it was a junkie for information. It was great. I really enjoyed learning about it. And then I asked him to show some carry-on bags. And so he starts pulling them out, giving thorough explanations. Here's the advantages, the disadvantages, able to answer every question I asked. And you know, I'm one of those people asks a lot of questions about a product. I study everything, particularly an expensive purchase like a piece of luggage. And it struck me how rare this is to find, a place that hand sells like this, where an employee actually knows seemingly everything about the products that she or he is selling. And I thought, well, let's celebrate that. And by the way, I get no consideration from Lazar's. I pay full price like everybody else. This is just, I was so impressed with John, with how the store operates, which was pretty busy on a Saturday. And I wanted to talk about, in this era of Costco and Amazon and Target and Walmart, where no one can really answer your questions about the product you're ready to buy, you're totally on your own to go online and do research, which sometimes helpful, sometimes not. So what place do you celebrate in Southern California that offers this kind of very personal, hands-on answer all of your questions? They actually know the stuff. 866-893-KPCC. I can't believe the times I've shopped for a car and the car salesman doesn't know as much about the car as I do, can't answer basic questions about the car and its features. And I have to say, this has happened time and time again. How is it someone sells a product they know next to nothing about? Let's celebrate the opposite of that. 866-893-KPCC. Kate in Monrovia, you're on Air Talk.
Hi, Arnold's Hardware in Sierra Madre is a small, local, been there forever hardware store. You can buy two screws, three washers, four lag bolts. They know where they are. They know they can help you with sizes. If they don't have it, they can order it right away.
Kate, I love it. And this is essential. These kind of hardware stores, and you know, Home Depot and Lowe's have their places. But to have a place like Arnold's in Sierra Madre, it's terrific because you can go to them with a problem and they'll take the time to try and solve it. So family run Arnold's Hardware in Sierra Madre. Kate, thank you very much. Yeah, and good luck just going by a couple of screws and getting anyone at Home Depot to answer that question. 866-893-KPECC. Laverne in Costa Mesa. Mom and pop, very helpful store do you want to tout?
West Pharmacy in Huntington Beach on Beach Boulevard in Talbert. They started the pharmacy. They now have three little pharmacies, but they started from scratch. I can go in there. The pharmacist knows me on site, and I can tell him, you know, what ails me, and he will make recommendations based on my pharmaceutical history. You can't do that at the big box.
Yeah, good luck. That's absolutely right. You go to Walmart Pharmacy, good luck with that, Laverne. And I don't mean to dis. I shop at the big box places because it is cheaper in many cases. But unfortunately, the trade-off is we lose the places like West Pharmacy in Huntington Beach, 866-893-KPECC, or the airtime. Sorry, Cindy and Reseda, you got to tell us about this one.
Oh, well, so I needed to learn how to play an accordion for an audition for a stage musical, and I found Dave's Accordion in Glendale online, and I called him up, and I went there, and it is absolutely Dave and Victoria They are they couldn't be more mom and pop.
An accordion shop. Who knew we had our own in the San Fernando Valley?
Yes, and they're known worldwide. Anytime somebody comes to L.A., like for the Hollywood Bowl or a major concert, and they have an issue with their accordion or they need an accordion, they all go to Dave's Accordion.
I love it. Cindy, thanks so much. That's Cindy in Reseda, 866-893-KPCC. Joshua in Pasadena, who do you want to tout?
Pasadena Lighting. We're redoing our English tutor on Berkeley, and I got to tell you, they found us all the lights we need. It needed to be bespoke. They'll build it for you. They'll make it. They have hundreds of selections. And then they tell you how to put it in. And not only that, they gave me all the hardware to do it with. You can't find that anywhere else. You go online, they just sell you the box. That's it.
All right, Joshua, thanks. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Let's see. We've got Rob in Torrance. What mom-and-pop family-owned business do you patronize?
Paul's Photo. I'm a photographer that could easily buy things online and has and have taken all of my business to Paul's Photo just because they have everything. They give great deals. But more importantly, they just listen to the customer. I've overheard a number of different conversations that they've had. And me being a photographer myself, I know they're not being upsold. I know they're being given exactly what they want. It's
and
the integrity that brings me back.
Given that you're a pro, do you find that they sometimes have knowledge they can share with you, even though this is your business?
Absolutely. In fact, they run workshops that I attend because there's always room to grow and learn.
I appreciate it. Rob, thanks so much. Paul's Photo in Torrance. Norma wants to tout Pixie Toys in Bixby Knowles, Long Beach. They'll help you find a gift, wrap it beautifully, really into toys. Bill in the San Gabriel Valley says Brooks Burden in Monrovia, high-end audio equipment and high-end audio people. They have to be knowledgeable. I don't go often, but when I go there, I purchase things. He really likes the service they provide. Aliza says the Canvas Peddler in North Hollywood, best framers in L.A., 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. Let's see. Let's talk next with Michelle in Beverly Grove. What family-owned business do you patronize?
Emil's Hardware, and it's not Beverly Grove. It's Beverly Wood.
Oh, Beverly Wood. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. On Robertson Boulevard, down by Hamilton High. It's been there easily 50 years, and it's the same guys are in there. Every time I go, it is somewhat disorganized, so it's gotten better over the years, but they know every piece of stock that they have. They can answer questions about technical issues. And as I said to your receptionist, it reminds me of Kansas. When I was a kid, my mother was from northwestern Kansas, and we would go back for the summers to visit, and they had small little shops run by the same people for 50 years. And every time I walk into Emil's, it feels like going back to Kansas.
Michelle, I'm so glad you brought up that point, because that was another byproduct of my experience at Lazar's Luggage, was I felt like I was in the Los Angeles of my boyhood, where it had that sort of, it was never a small town, but it had a real sense of place and a feeling of community about it that you don't find when you go to Costco, for all of its advantages and all the great prices on stuff that might be there. And when you were talking about the disorganization of Emil's Hardware, I just thought, yeah, how many hardware stores have we gone into that are, you know, locally owned, where it just seems like you can't find anything, but there are people there that you can find to direct you to where you need to go. And that's kind of part of the experience of shopping there. Claudia wrote on the Air Talk Facebook page, I love to visit Esawan Bookstore in Leimert Park. The owners are there every day and love to talk about the books they have for sale. They always give great advice. It's a wonderful gathering place for the entire community, one of the last great independent bookstores, heart and soul of the neighborhood. Well, Claudia, as someone who goes into Esawan, I have to say I wholeheartedly concurred. It does what they call hand selling in the book business, live events as well with authors coming and speaking. And Esiwan is just, I can't imagine Leimert Park without Esiwan. 866-893-KPCC. It's interesting, so many camera stores and hardware stores, those seem to be two areas where they're really hanging on. Alex writes on the page, Society of the Spectacle Eyeglasses on York Boulevard in Highland Park. They'll show you 30 pairs of glasses to help you find the best ones. Greg in Woodland Hills, your favorite mom and pop business.
Bernard's Office Furniture in Woodland Hills. I'll tell you, you can't beat the fact that they come out to your place of business to even assemble a chair or your desk. If you have a problem with it, they'll come out and they'll personally be there for you to help you through any problems you've got.
I love it. I appreciate it, Greg. Bernard's Office Furniture, Woodland Hills. Rob, also in Woodland Hills, wants to tout Vips, the coffee shop in Tarzana that was John Wooden's favorite place. They know everything about their restaurant. Waitresses like family. Christopher in Palms says, professional drum shop in Hollywood. They're on Vine. Two brothers run it. They've been there for over 60 years. Incredibly knowledgeable. Treat everybody like a rock star. Christopher, thanks very much. Ron in West L.A. says, I read in a book once, do not go any place where you can't shake the hands of the owner. That's what I subscribe to, but I can't find them now. They're all bummed out, all gone. I'm bummed out about it. Ron, it's true. That's why we're celebrating the few places that are left that are able, through their expertise, their true customer concern, connecting with the people that come in, answering your question, being able to outcompete the Targets, Walmarts, Costcos, and the Amazon. Jude in Silver Lake says, some friends of mine own a natural wine shop, Psychic, in Silver Lake, and they know everything about the people that make each of the wines that are sold there and guide you through everything. Jude, thanks so much. Coming up, we're going to talk with producer Brian Grazer. He's Imagine Entertainment, huge producer of television and films. And I think this segues very nicely out of the hand-selling, personalized approach to commerce we've been talking about. His new book, Face-to-Face, The Art of Human Connection, back after a live update from Michelle Faust-Raghavan.